Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's greatest educational website. We usually start the program out with somebody from Kirtland Community College, and that somebody this morning is the man himself, Dr. Thomas Quinn. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
I know you are. Things couldn't really be better. I mean, you've been in this position for quite some time. As you walk around now on the 4 Mile campus, could you have ever envisioned this 7 years ago, 5 years ago?
May 27th, 2013 is when we started that vision.
Wow.
Yeah, I could, but it's exceeded my imagination yet, too. So,
it's amazing what's gone on there. We're getting ready to open the extension, all the new work that's been done out there. And in my little travels around it, it's spectacular.
We certainly like to figure out how to get people out there to visit us. Yes, we have temporary occupancy of it.
Right.
The police academy is in their classroom there. Monday, we start classes there. And guess what? The folks have guaranteed me today at 4:30, it would be ready for the public.
There you go. Well, it's, you know, a lot of the things that you've changed or added are already open to the public, like your new addiction, Bigby Coffee.
Oh, no, it's not an addiction, but it could become that.
Yeah.
I tell you, Jerry, I have to tell you the story. Oh, let me see. Cassie and Judy and Taylor and Megan do a great job. And I'm not a coffee addict, but I'm kind of one of those people that, give me something small and not too powerful. But I've been sampling some of their wares, and they take, you know, the ladies there take care of me. You know, they'll give me some low-calorie things and odds and ends stuff. But oh my goodness, the chai teas.
The chai tea lattes are amazing. That's if I'm going, you know, premium coffee drink, that's the thing. Yeah. And if you ever get, you know, a little touch of a cold or something, that's a great remedy.
Hey, Jerry, you know, it's easy to get to for the public, too.
You're right.
We're open for business there, so come on in. It's just, I'm going to say it this way. You know, walk in the front door, the big main entrance,
right.
The first one. Five steps in, and you're there.
Yep.
No problem.
You know, if you're on just I-75 and you want something a little bit better than just, you know, a truck stop cup of coffee, get off at 4 Mile Road, head right into the Bigby. It'll take you about the same amount of time to get out of your car and get a cup of coffee as opposed to whatever you want in the world.
Oh, the selection is amazing.
Yeah. So the construction is done and everybody's signed off of it. So what is the most exciting thing that you want to see? I mean, I know we've got the big event athletic center, pickleball. I mean, the options are endless. Or is it something on the educational side from the new addition?
I think, a couple of things. First of all, the new addition, well, of course, you know, the auto mechanics program is over.
Right.
Easily accessible off my I-75. It's a powerful, powerful program.
Sure it is.
Remember, this is the northern training site, Jerry, for Fiat Chrysler Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's at Flint, and the other one's at Grand Rapids. So this is very interesting. Chrysler sometimes drops off. You know, they do training with a car, and they leave it with us, brand new cars. It's really fantastic. So the instructional thing. By the way, the police academy, there's several things that are exciting.
Right.
Police academy, we are now training the Department of Natural Resources enforcement officers. There's about 28 of them, somebody told me recently. It's the largest numbers of students we've had in a long, long time in that program.
Who doesn't want to work for the DNR?
I know.
I mean, talk about a Northern Michigan guy or gal, you know, that grew up in the woods with their parents, you know, with their dads or whatever, and now they have the opportunity to get the certifications that they need and go to work in the DNR.
And we have a really classy, powerful program.
Yeah.
And Jerry,
we had Chris in here. He's great.
Oh yes, I remember you telling me that. We also have the art program that is now here, and of course Scott Rice is just a well-known fantastic artist. And by the way, Jerry, we have a lot of seniors come in too, because they can, you know, they can get a senior discount rates. Basically, for a course, it's, well, except for supplies and everything, it's pretty much free.
I got to tell you, the art department is probably the biggest surprise. You know how long now we've been having these discussions, and we have somebody in from Kirtland every week. And Scott in the art department, the degrees that people are getting and the amounts of money that they are making in the graphic design business and online and everything else is staggering. I never even thought about it, but I mean, to have somebody, you know, people come in and do exact their biggest passion mm-hmm. and make an amazing living at it is just the coolest thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's a lot of transferable courses, so you can go right into the job market or you can transfer onto a university.
Right.
No problem.
And then you were telling me about the plans for actual student housing.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The Board of Trustees, I gave them a presentation about it after a lot of, you know, a lot of research.
Sure.
I got 2-3 ring notebooks, you know, those big ones full of data.
The binders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But our primary market area, Jerry, our occupancy rate in rental housing is 99.6%.
Wow.
So we are losing students. It's very difficult. It's one of the first questions our students are asking, you know, that are coming from distances.
Right.
Where am I going to live?
Right.
So the board is authorized to go, and we're going to do something a little bit different. We're creating what I'm going to call villas. And the villas are organized in not like a big dormitory.
Right.
So we build them one at a time, mm-hmm. a little bit on the conservative side, make them affordable for students. But the other part is they're a learning community. So we can put in a house all police academy students. We can put in another villa. We can put cardiac sonography students in there. Keep learning going. Keep
yeah.
the conversation going. And as I say, I pick on the students. You know, I want you to be learning 24 hours a day.
Well, no, you're creating an educational community inside and outside of the classroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have great infrastructure over there. So we have an engineering design firm with uh-huh. an architect. We have the floor plans of 3 different options for us. We'll probably build all 3 of those because our students come in different age categories and have
right.
different kind of preferences. So we build all 3 of them. I'm hoping, well, the plan is we start construction in January. Well, not really January, but...
March or April.
Well, we could be removing trees.
Oh,
we need
okay.
to. So clearing some of the land and making
Well, you do have a lot of land, and I think that's a wonderful option. I know you don't do anything without doing your research, and it sounds like there will be a demand for housing right there at Kirtland.
We will have no problem filling those.
Yeah.
None at all.
Very, very cool. And we're going to have the open house and the ribbon cutting and everything else coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we do. I'm trying to have a little bit of meeting today because, of course, the pandemic is here. It's not getting better. Mm. It's going the wrong direction for us. And so we'll have to...
Luckily, numbers still are here are very good at Northern Michigan.
Not bad at all.
No.
Although one of our counties here, and we have to keep an eye on all of the counties,
right.
is not doing so well. Somebody told me the ICU beds are full in that hospital. So we're concerned about it. And we don't want to have to go on quarantine for any of our programs.
Right.
We want those students. There's 16-week semesters. We got to keep instruction going to make sure everybody passes their state boards and all those things that they're required to do.
So enrollment is closed for the fall term?
Not quite, Jerry.
Okay.
That's why
I'm asking.
Last second, Monday we start classes, but we'll give you a couple of days reprieve here if you haven't been on campus and you want to enroll.
Okay, so that means they need to go to kirtland.edu right away.
Today.
Yeah, okay. Or even call 275-5000
yep.
and talk to the admissions department, see what program, if there's a class or two
yes.
or that you need to move into, then they can still get them in.
And we have our advisors there. They'll help you. They're world-class advisors.
Yeah, they are.
You know, so they'll help you out.
I agree. They are. You've got it all buttoned down from the start. And I know there's still some programs that still have scholarship money on them available.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
You know, our foundation is doing some miraculous things when it comes to scholarships.
I hope Dave Lepper's not listening. You don't want to get his head too big.
Oh, Dave is a machine.
Dave is a machine. That's right.
When he talks about scholarships.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got one out of us. So.
Well, way to go, Jerry. Thank you.
Dr. Tom Quinn from Kirtland Community College. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. Thanks for continuing to keep this program open and running and getting out so much information, not only about Kirtland Community College, but our area in general.
Thank you, Jerry.
We appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast behind 4-H.
Yes, yeah, we're excited about it. You had Samantha Karub, who was our 4-H council president, was here last, and she did a great job.
So yeah.
Now I'm going to give you a little update on what we've been up to since then.
Fill us in.
So we have a 4-H exchange program that we're going to be doing with Idaho.
Wow.
We have a small group of people. We have a few openings still for people to be a part of that.
So they'll be going from here to Idaho.
Yes. We're going to fly out there and spend a week with families that are approved to be able to stay with. And then they'll come back here and we'll take them the next year to Mackinac Island, Sleeping Bear Dunes, you know, the sites here in Michigan. So that's pretty exciting for us.
That is cool. I like that.
So
never been to Idaho.
Yeah, so it's right on the border of Oregon there, down in the southern end, Boise Gem County is where we're going, so pretty excited.
Yep, and keep going.
Okay, so we are doing our roundup of 4-H volunteers, 4-H members, so this is kind of the time of the year where we start looking to do our new program year, so we are certainly looking for kids. We're really focusing on the Houghton Lake and the St. Helen area. We have quite a lot going on in Roscommon, but we certainly would love to do more with those two communities in Roscommon County.
What happens in 4-H during the school year? I know there's a lot of activities that, you know, have pretty much concluded for the summer. So what happens now in the fall and the winter at 4-H?
In the fall, we have two different models that we use. One is a 4-H spin club, which is generally a six-week program focused on a specific topic, and a 4-H volunteer would typically run that club and then shut it down. And they could do just one club a year. So that's kind of nice for maybe the modern parent who just maybe doesn't have as much time.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can do the 4-H community club program where we actually have multiple different clubs all year long. And then they meet with their individual projects with that particular volunteer. So that's what we're recruiting for right now, is to try to get some of those going.
Are the volunteers themselves is what you're recruiting for?
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
So what kind of background or knowledge does somebody need to be a volunteer for 4-H?
That's what's great about it, is that we have all of the information that a volunteer would need. If they know what topic they would like to teach or work with kids on, they just need 5 kids from 2 or more families to form a club, and that's how easy it is to get a 4-H club started. So it really is.
That's like even smaller than the old Indian Guides model or Cub Master.
Yeah, we made it. And so one of the things that's new this year is we no longer have to charge the $20 membership fee. So that's
right.
A big deal. We're starting to see a big influx of new people now, because I think it was kind of keeping people from joining 4-H.
But now you've created a new problem, which is you need more people to help organize these kids, put them on track, put them through some of the lessons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how do people volunteer?
Well, they would get in touch with me.
Okay.
And I'm easy to find. Just do 4-H in Roscommon. You could do 4-H in Crawford if you want to reach Angela, my cohort.
Sure.
We work together a lot. And so we're excited to talk to anybody who's interested in doing that. If you're interested in becoming a member, that's the same way. You just go online, type that in, and you should be easily able to find us.
So that's a great way to do a little extracurricular activity to benefit the youth. And the kids that need to understand a little bit more about what outdoor life is like, instead of being so tied up on your joystick.
Yep, and I think we're hitting a good flux of people who are now, I think before the pandemic, we found kids wanted to be on devices, and now we're finding families that want to do things hands-on. So I think we're on the right side of that pendulum. Even though we still do a lot of virtual stuff through 4-H, we have a great platform for that.
Yeah, I know. Well, because of the pandemic, most of it happened on Zoom, so now it's time to find that happy medium.
Exactly. We'll be doing a lot of hybrid stuff, so it's going to be good for us.
And so, again, To be a volunteer or to join 4-H, go to 4-H Roscommon or 4-H Crawford County.
Yep, MSU or 4-H or John Worm, whatever. I mean, you'll get there. It's easy to find. So
that's fantastic. John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, JC.
All right. We're back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse brought us a delicious breakfast. That's right. Let's watch out for school buses. You forget about them. And when those red lights are flashing, that means kids are getting on or off the bus. So just apply the brakes and be patient. Back here on Northern Focus, Jerry Coyne in studio with Kathy Batha, who is from the GPA here, the Grayling Promotions Association. And Kathy, it's time for Labor Day Junk in the Trunk.
It's true. It's time again.
Yep.
We had one on Memorial Day weekend. We had two this year. But we're having our annual one Labor Day weekend,
right.
Saturday, September 4th.
This is the granddaddy of them all.
That's right.
Yeah. So we want to tell people how they can get their space.
Okay. First of all, this is a parking lot garage sale.
Right.
It's held at the mini mall in Grayling. So people can rent a space, a parking lot space,
right,
for $25. And they have to apply for the spot and send their check and their application. They have to mail it to GPA. Because we base first come, first serve based on postmark.
Right.
So they get their application at three different sites. It's available at three different sites. Grayling Chamber of Commerce,
right,
in town. Tip in the Mitten, which is a downtown store.
Right on Main Street.
Right,
yep.
On Main Street. Or they can go to our website, graylingpromotional.org, and download the application. And for those...
But they still have to physically mail it. You cannot turn it back around and send it in electronically.
No, they have to mail it. And if they want to participate, we're running close because it's only a couple weeks away for the event. So,
and this one always sells out for space.
It does.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, we also sell end spaces that have a little more room,
right,
at the end of the row.
Mm-hmm.
And those are gone.
Sure
already.
They are.
They
yeah.
were $30. They're gone.
Yep.
So you have to, but you can buy, if you have a lot of stuff or if you have a tent,
You can buy two spaces.
You can buy two for 45 instead of 50.
But you've got, if you're going to try to get two together, you better get your application in. Yeah.
Because those won't be available soon either.
That's right. And so this is a fantastic way to keep the clutter back out of your home and turn it into cash.
Exactly. And it's a fun place. The people who will participate have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a central location. You're going to have a large audience. And you don't have to
put out the lawn signs.
And you don't have to pay for advertising.
That's right.
Because I'm advertising today, and we've done advertisements in the paper and so forth. So it's free advertising, too.
And the actual Junk in the Trunk event is Saturday, the 4th of September, so coming up in a couple of weeks. So,
that's correct.
Yeah, we will continue to push that. That's from 9 to 2.
Yes, sir.
It is, you know, people circle it on their calendars, whether to get their spot or to make sure they come out and to find those treasures. That's right.
That's right.
Kathy Batha, thanks for joining us from the GPA. I'm sure we'll have you on again. But once again, Tip of the Mitten, Chamber of Commerce, or...
GraylingPromotional.org.
Get your applications in and get your space today.
You bet.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Cops and Donuts, Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered a delicious breakfast, brisket hash. It was fabulous. Yes, Polka Fest. That is so cool. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio with Malin Watros. Good morning, Malin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about Made in Michigan Market.
So this is our third year doing the market in Cummins at Skyline Event Center.
Right.
We are four vendors shy of doubling from last year.
Wow.
Yes, we have 60 vendors right now. We have three musicians coming, a professional juggling act, and we just got a pirate. So Captain Brownbeard will be joining us at the market this year. It's $1 to get in or $5 per car. All money goes to help the Mayo Fairview Pink Out Volleyball Group that raises money for cancer survivors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. What is the date?
Saturday, September 11th from 10 to 5.
Okay. So that is happening in Cummins at the Skyline Event Center.
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. Although it's... You got to do just a touch of digging to find it.
Yeah, it's not too hard. It's on the main road. It's, you know, back in a little ways, but it's a beautiful setting. It'll be a beautiful day. We're very excited.
So what kind of vendors? Is it mostly crafts or?
We have some food vendors. We have someone coming to do barbecue. We do have crafters. We have people who do custom shirts. We organize it ourselves. We're not your grandma's household products. We make homemade all-natural household products.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a few vendors with, you know, stuff like that. I have a photographer coming to do photo sessions.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And you said you have three different sets of musicians.
Yes. We have Sydney Kay, Bob Hausler, and Billy Joe.
So that you should have live music running most of the time?
And the entire day, other than when the juggler does his acts. Yes.
I haven't seen a juggling act in a long time.
Oh, he's amazing. Clark Lewis, he does fire and chainsaws, and it's a really amazing.
Chainsaws?
Yeah, as they're running, and he balances on a ball while he does it.
Okay, I got to see that. forget about the crafters. I'm seeing the juggler.
Yes, he puts on an amazing show.
Do you have a website, or I'm sure you got something on Facebook for this?
You can find us on Facebook with the third annual Made in Michigan Market, or you can find Not Your Grandma's Household Products. We do events throughout the year, so this is our fall event, and you can find us on Facebook.
There you go. So if you're anywhere near the Mayo area,
yes.
Skyline Event Center on 9/11.
Yes.
All right. Malin, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with Elaine Hansen from Michigan Works. Elaine, a very frequent visitor to our program. And Elaine, I know Michigan Works has a big investment in getting folks back into the workforce. You got some great information about Going Pro.
Yeah, so Going Pro is the state's largest grant. It's for Michigan employers, and it's to be used for training their employees for the upcoming year. So the applications will be available through contacting Michigan Works. They'll be coming out in mid-September, and employers will have 3 weeks to get the application completed.
And this is an application, $4 to train employees. Is these new employees? Can these be employees that they already have in the company that they're training for new positions? How does that involve?
These are to train existing employees. And what they can do is they just lay out and they determine, you know, how many employees they want to train for the upcoming year. They get with a training provider and determine, you know, the costs and what classes are available. And that's all put in right into the online grant application. It's a pretty user-friendly process, but Michigan Work staff is always available to walk, you know, employers through it. There is all the money that is available, $44 million.
Wow.
In training dollars, yeah, available to all Michigan businesses. So it's a competitive grant, But, you know, the state has been very generous to Northeast Michigan. You know, most of our employers that apply for the grants have gotten it. Last year was no exception. We did very well and had had a lot of employers that were granted the award.
That's exciting stuff, and you're right. We were able to take advantage of one of those grants a few years ago, and it was a big help to us. Elaine, So where on the Michigan Works website will that grant application be available?
Well, I encourage employers to attend a virtual information session. So whether you're an employer familiar with the program, there may be some changes that are going to be, you know, released. And so you might want to just pop on and just get up to date with what the latest in the application process is, if there's any. If you're a new employer, definitely attend the information session, because you're going to learn all the steps, all the processes, and then the follow-up for the grant after it's awarded. So those are some just some stipulations around it. That information center is going to be Wednesday, August 25th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it may actually run a little bit shorter, just depending on question and answer period. But if folks want more information about joining that meeting, they can call Michigan Works at 989-348-8709. And our staff members will forward them the meeting link.
So that's like a one-time webinar. It's not like it'll be available on site for those who can't make the meeting and go back and find out the information?
Yeah, no, they'll be able to access the information. We'll have a presentation that we can either send to them. Most times, though, Jerry, it's easier if somebody is not familiar with the program. I will just go on site and meet with them one-on-one. It's easier to absorb step-by-step.
Sure.
It can be overwhelming if you've never done it. So I'm more than happy to meet one-on-one with employers and explain it in full detail, so yep, there isn't any confusion.
No, you've always been good at that, Elaine, and Michigan Works is looking to grow business here in northern Michigan, and you guys have been a big help to a lot of employers. So they can get a hold of you at the same phone number, the 989-348-8?
Yep, 8709. Absolutely, they can call, and if you know, any one of us can go ahead and send them the link to the meeting, or they can just, they can call me direct on my work phone. That extension is, or that number is 989-306-7658.
Okay. Anything else? Obviously, we've got a lot of job availabilities here in northern, throughout the state. It's not just in northern Michigan. It's a It's a major problem. I don't know what else Michigan Works is got in the planning stages to maybe help fill some of these jobs.
We do have a job fair coming up. It's going to be the first in-person job fair in a long time, pre-COVID. So we're going to host it at the Eagles Club here in Grayling. It's going to be on September 23rd, and it's going to run from 1 to 3. And more information will be getting out on our Facebook and social media, and we'll be sending out some information about that. But that is coming up. There is, we got great staff here at Michigan Works that are doing some incredible resume writing, preparing folks to get back into the workforce. We're doing mock interviews. We're actually having employers step up, and they're saying if anybody wants to just get practice on interviewing, they're more than welcome to schedule time just to help them out, get them ready.
Yeah, we need.
So there's a lot of opportunities.
Yes, we know there's a lot of opportunities, and we need to find the able bodies willing to get back into the workforce. And I know that's been Michigan Works' function from the very beginning, is to marry possible employees to their potential employers, and it's never been more needed than it is right now.
No, there sure is. I did want to shed some light on it, and actually there's another job fair that is going to be held in Kalkaska. That's going to be September 8th, and that is running from 10 to 2. It's going to be at the new Kalkaska Pavilion.
Right.
And we are running that jointly with Michigan Works Northwest. So it's going to include employers from, you know, Crawford County that will be participating in that as well. But job seekers are encouraged. You know, you're looking for a job. There's going to be employers on site. So great opportunity to meet and see what kind of jobs are available out there.
Yeah, we'll make sure we continue to publicize those dates and availabilities. Elaine Hansen, thanks for joining us here on Northern Focus from Michigan Works, and thanks for all the hard work you're putting in to keep the economy moving.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for just always giving us a voice to share what's going on. Really appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by... Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100. Jerry Coyne in studio with Tracy Wilson, who is the marketing director from NCACU. I haven't seen you in a while. You used to be here like every week.
Well, it's kind of fun to come in and talk on the radio, but we haven't had the opportunity lately.
You need to talk into the microphone. That would be helpful.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
So what's happening at NCACU?
Well, we are having a busy summer trying to like the rest of the world, trying to make everything work with fewer people, and it's been a challenging 2021. It wasn't what we expected when 2020 ended. We really thought this was going to be an easier year.
It's Friday. Let's keep it on a positive note.
It's Friday. Let's celebrate
yeah.
that.
Let's. Yes. But you're having Superhero September back again.
We are.
I remember this promotion. This is fantastic.
Yes, we have a lot of fun. Our staff and I think the community's even starting to look forward to this one now. Superhero September is an opportunity to raise funds for the Northern Michigan Children's Assessment Center and
right.
the PN Council out of the Bay Area that supports our Aranac County branch. And we kind of deck the place out in superheroes, and we wear our superhero t-shirts on Friday. And this year we have three events. 2 years ago, we had a kids' fun run.
Right.
And an event at Houghton Lake Community Schools that was fabulous. We had a great time, raised a lot of money. Last year, COVID shut us down,
right.
so we did a virtual 5K, and we had a really good response. But this year, we're going to try and go back live again. We have a couple of events planned. On Friday, September 10th, we're going to do the Kids Fun Run in conjunction with the Houghton Lake Bobcat First Home Football Game.
Yeah, I see that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the kids will come out with the... people from the League of Enchantment, which are the cosplay superheroes, so they'll all be decked out in their awesome costumes, and the kids get to walk a lap around the track with the superheroes.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
So that'll be the kids' event is on Friday night, and then all month long we're running the virtual 5K again, which is you register, which is really you make your donation online, and then you walk, run, or roll a 5K in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, dress up like superheroes, take a picture, send it to us. For every registrant,
Some of your neighbors to join in and contribute.
With us, yep. Set a team from work. Challenge some other area businesses that are similar to yours and
mm-hmm.
get a team together. It's $100 for a team, $30 per person if you do it individually. And a little over $20 of that registration goes back to the centers.
Right.
So it's a great fundraiser, and that's really the purpose. We're less concerned about the 5K you run and more about paying that registration fee.
Yes, it's about dollars, but the dollars are going to an outstanding organization. Talk a bit about the Northern Michigan Children's Assessment Center, Tracy.
Well, the Northern Michigan Children's Assessment Center is located in Roscommon, mm-hmm. and it's a center that is designed to serve kids that are either coming out of an abusive situation or an assault, and they need to be interviewed by police. They have all of the interview systems in place at the center so that the kid only has to tell their story once.
Uh-huh.
They can do the medical care there. They can do the counseling, social work, all of it in one location. So it's a phenomenal system for our kids. It helps protect them from having to give that testimony over and over and
right.
over again. it just makes it way better for the victims to be treated in a great manner. It's a great program. We're proud to support it. And we are we're joining forces with Put on the Cape, a foundation from Hope, which is a foundation that was started out in Arizona by one of my classmates.
Oh yeah?
And cool. They do this on a huge level in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're modeling their program and we are the Michigan entity of Put on the Cape. So.
And one of the other cool things is in September, if you walk into any of the North Central Area Credit Union branches, you see the folks working there in their superhero costumes.
Yes, we'll be in our superhero stuff on Fridays.
Yeah.
And the branches will be decorated. And that's the third event, is that our members come together and donate for this cause. So, and each branch has a goal of $1,000, and we've met that goal.
How many branches are there now at North Central?
There are four branches plus the admin building.
Right.
So, yep.
And those are?
Grayling, Houghton Lake, Roscommon, and Standish.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Have them memorized, you know.
You've been there long
I've
enough.
I've been there for a little while. Yes.
You probably could drive them, drive to any one of them in the dark without your headlights on.
I could probably drive them without my glasses on.
Wow. I don't want to be around on the roads then, but
yeah.
So, how do people get involved, Tracy?
Well, you can get involved by signing kids up for the kids fun run portion, or registering online to do the 5K.
Yep.
Those links are not live yet because events start opening September 1st. So we'll get a little bit closer, and the links will be posted on the North Central.
But you already have the flyers in the branches. Do you?
Those are mostly, we're out collecting sponsorships from businesses. So if you have somebody come in and talk to us, that's how the virtual 5K really happens, is through the sponsorship dollars. So we get out to the businesses and we ask for their support. And last year they were very gracious. So,
well, we're recording this and we're going to play this every week.
Awesome.
Until you come in again.
Okay. I will come in again when the links are live and we'll talk more about it.
Fantastic.
Appreciate
anything
it so
else?
Much.
Anything going on in North Central? I mean, I hear you're advertising. You've got some, what is it? Auto
loans right now.
Yeah.
Yep. We got a 1% special running for 36 months for a new auto loan. Really, this year we focused on refis. We've saved members over $600,000 in refis. You know, it's unbelievable when people come in and say, "This is the loan I have. What can you do for me?" We're saving people a boatload of money. Yeah. It's incredible how much we've been able to save.
I think that's I don't even know if we really it made clear in that ad. I know. So maybe we should change the advertising a touch. I think that's
maybe
a great
thing.
Yeah,
that's what we're really working on, because, you know,
because the ad talks about, and I thought it was a good idea anyways, about, you know, getting pre-approved. You know, the way the car business is now, you have to, you know, order your car.
You got to be ready when those cars drop.
And,
so,
you know, we've been doing this in the house hunting business for a long time.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, you know, as expensive as cars have gotten now and the way it is to get one, I thought it was really smart to talk about getting pre-approved for an auto loan. So you've got your NCACU approval. You go into your dealership, you go into Feeney Ford, and then order the car that you want, and you're ready to go.
Yep.
But the refi is a great idea, especially with people that have to stay in their leases longer, extend them, or buy their vehicles out of lease.
Yeah. We've had in every department, whether it's been an auto refi, a motorcycle refi, a camper refi, mortgage
refi, there you go.
Yep. We have been able to save members a lot of money.
I believe it.
And I think part of what we're seeing is that we get in a mindset where our budget can handle so much.
Yeah.
So we go out and we look for that camper or that motorcycle and we say we can spend $350 a month. So they write up those loans at $350 a month, but we're not paying attention to those back numbers.
Right.
So all of a sudden we realize we're paying $350 a month for 9 years. And the cost of that over that time period
is very expensive. Oh, yeah. Even at interest rates that are low.
Low. It still gets very expensive.
But you're talking about 1% as opposed to most auto loans are between the 6 and 8%. Depending on what your credit was like.
Yeah, depending on what your credit is like. And that's what gets you all the time, too, is it's based on credit worthiness. So you might not get that best percent, but we still might be able to beat what you're paying.
Yeah. I think that's outstanding. So you should get over to your...
Now, absolutely.
Do you do this at every branch?
Yep.
Or okay.
Yep. Stop in and see a loan officer. Go online and click apply now, and that'll bring up the loan application. You can file your stuff online, and a loan officer
What is
will
the
call
website address?
NCACU.org.
There you go.
North Central Area Credit Union.org.
Tracy Wilson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
About the... the Superhero September event and the fun runs and everything else, but able to save locals here a lot of money on their auto loans, any vehicle loans.
Pretty much any, yep. We're looking at any loans out there, and we also have a great 4.9% credit card offer going on right
really?
Now, too. So that's a good way to save a lot of money, too.
I'm going to have to charge you for this.
I'm telling you.
Either that or I'll go refi Cheryl's truck.
There you go. Yeah. See? Come right. see us. We'll take care of you.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room came from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered a delicious breakfast. It was Huevos Rancheros. It was amazing. I loved it.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne's in studio on the phone with Kate Angove from the Traverse City Commons. And Kate, you've got a big craft show coming up tomorrow morning.
We do, yes. On the historic front lawn here at the Village at Grand Traverse Commons, we will have a variety of craft and vendors on the lawn selling their stuff from 10 to 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's such a great setting for a craft show. I know you do a couple of them every year, and because you've got the parking and the beautiful setting and the commons itself, it always gets a big turnout.
It really does, yes. Yep, the lawn is so beautiful. Like you said, this is the third in the series of five that we're doing this summer. We always have a great, great variety of vendors, and we always have a great turnout for these shows, so they're great.
Yeah, you know, with so much to do at the Commons with all the dining and shopping, just to add that the craft show to the mix on a Saturday, I'm sure a lot of people are just at the Commons all day.
They are, and that's what's great about doing the craft shows here and coming to shop at them is that not only, you know, can you shop at all of the awesome vendors who are here just for this Saturday, but then you can come on inside, visit the restaurants, shop at all of our awesome shops we have here, you know, grab a coffee at one of our coffee places. There's such a you know, great variety of other things to do here too, and so it just kind of adds on to that, to you know, your visit here. So.
Yeah, or don't forget the craft wine and the craft beer and wine as well. So, and it looks like the weather's going to be great. So, talk a little bit. Anything unusual or something that caught your eye of one or two of the crafters that are coming in this Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, the best part about our shows is that we do really get a great variety, from handmade jewelry to painting. We'll have, you know, a Pampered Chef vendor. We have a Mary Kay vendor. So we really get a nice variety of handmade items, and then also that more, you know, the more brand name vendors as well. So we really get a really nice mix. So you really, there's something for everybody kind of in the show.
Kate, I know you mentioned that this is the third out of five. So if somebody's listening who is a crafter and might want to be part of one or two of the next shows for the rest of the year, how do they get in touch with you and set it up for the next round? I think the next one's in September, right?
It is, yes. We have two more coming up. One is on September 18th, and then we also are doing one on October 16th. We also have some plans in the works to do some indoor stuff this you know, later on in the fall and also into the winter. So best place to get the information is to go to our Facebook page, The Village TC. Click on the events page. Each one has its own event. So you can click on there. There's a link right there to sign up to be a vendor. You register and handle payment. And we'd love to have vendors. We actually have a few spots even available still for tomorrow. So if there's someone who has stuff ready and wants to jump in tomorrow, we could take another vendor or two tomorrow. So jump on into this show or else join us in September or October.
All right. Good to know. Kate,
yeah.
I'm sorry. The times are from 10 to 3 tomorrow on the historic lawn at the Traverse City Commons. It's going to be a great event.
It is. The weather's looking awesome, like you said, and we're just really excited to have all of our vendors back to the front lawn. So,
Kate, thanks for joining us. I know how busy you are, and we'll see you out at the craft show tomorrow at the Traverse City Commons.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. At the end of each month, we like to have the executive director of the Grayling Chamber of Commerce, Tracy Cook, join us and announce the Chamber of Commerce Member of the Month. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm sorry you can't make it in person, but we don't want to bypass the Member of the Month. It's always a lot of fun to meet someone new in the community that's doing a whole bunch of good.
Yes. This month, our August Spotlight a member is Two Rare Design. They've been a member for a few years, and they are based out of Roscommon, but they do support our local areas here. And we have Jesse and Jason Sharp, who are a couple who own and have started this company together.
So joining us from Two Rare Design is Jesse Sharp. Jesse, how long have you guys been in business at Two Rare Design?
About 6 years. We started in 2015.
6 years. Well, congratulations. I know the joys and the struggles of small business ownership. Tell our listeners a little bit about Two Rare Design and what you guys specialize in.
We specialize in screen printing and graphic design. Our bread and butter is standard customized apparel, but we do a ton of logo design, vinyl graphics. We have just gotten into embroidery, so we do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's amazing how popular embroidery has gotten as opposed to just plain old screen printing.
Right. Yep. Everybody is kind of branching out into different avenues now. Embroidery is definitely taking off again.
What about like ball caps? Do you guys do specialized baseball caps or golf caps for different businesses and events?
Yep, we do a ton of hats. We do probably several hundred at a time for Paddle Hard Brewing Co. and Grayling, and we do a lot.
Those are nice caps. So congratulations.
Thank you.
They're very popular. I see them all over the place. So maybe I'll have to. We'll have to talk to you about doing some Q100 caps.
That would be awesome.
So what else? Tell our listeners what you know, why they should choose Two Rare Design when they've got some clothing or promotional messages they want to get out.
Well, for starters, between the two of us, we have over 8 years of education in the graphic design field. So we are pretty knowledgeable on the whole process, and we really pride ourselves on quality. And we do whatever we can to make things exactly what people want. And if something ends up not being totally perfect, we make it right.
You mentioned that you do logo design. That's probably very important, trying to interpret what your customers want and turning into something that they really sparkles, that really makes their business come alive.
Yes. Yeah, we have a pretty intensive logo design process. We try to give it everything we have for every single one.
Do you guys have a website or a Facebook page that shows some of your designs and productions?
Yep, we have both. We can be found on Facebook just at Two Rare Design, and our website is tworearedesign.com.
Well, that's pretty simple stuff. And your phone number?
Our phone number is 989-281-1507.
Well, there you go. Jesse Sharp from Two Rare Design. Congratulations on being the Grayling Chamber of the Month Spotlight member, and thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, Tracy, a great choice for the Spotlight, a member of the month for August. What else is going on? I saw the email blast. Unfortunately, we're not going to have the Business Expo for different reasons now.
Yeah.
Yeah, really a lot of it is just there's so many businesses, as you're aware and as many people are aware, that just don't have enough staff. And those staff that they do have are really overrun and just tired. And, you know, they just don't have enough time to make it work this September. We're really hoping that by April, you know, the staffing will be better and these businesses are able to participate and join us.
Yeah, it is disappointing, but completely understandable. I know how many employees or staff members you need to make a good impression at the Business Expo, and then trying to operate, you'd have to shut down your business almost for sure the way staffing levels are. I don't know.
Right.
I've talked to some regional chamber people. Anything that's filtered down to you about what might be coming to help with our employment situation a little bit?
I haven't heard anything specifically yet. We do get a lot of updates from our Small Business Association and the Small Business Development Centers, but as well as the Michigan Chamber, and kind of keeping an eye out there, but haven't specifically seen anything. But we will for surely share that information if we do receive that.
So what else is going on? We do have a business after hours coming up, right?
We sure do. It's actually next Thursday, August 26th, between 5:30 to 7:30, and it's out at Hanson Hills under the pavilion, and they are going to be co-hosting with the Rotary Club of Grayling. Their president out there with the Rotary Club currently is Justin Andre, and he's also the director out at Hanson Hills, so it really goes hand in hand, as Rotary Club has really done a lot with helping sponsor and donate funds to help put up some different things at Hanson Hills, such as the disc golf course, the pavilion, and more.
Yeah, no doubt. That's going to be fun. What a great setting for business after hours. We should be outdoors, should be safe, and a great way to mingle and see some of the folks that we haven't had a chance to catch up with in quite some time.
Yes, it'll be great to see everybody. We miss everybody's faces, and as you mentioned, it is planning to be outdoors under the pavilion there. It is covered, and it's a beautiful surrounding there as well. So they will have food and beverages there, and our 50-50 door prizes as usual, and lots of networking.
Lots of networking. Anything else on the horizon?
Not as of yet. We do have another business after hours next month at the Curator. They're co-hosting with Rolling Oak Brewing, and then we have another one in October that we're currently working on. So we will have some networking events coming up as well, and we will be sure to keep everyone updated on our website and on our newsletter on anything new in the horizon.
Good to having those, getting back into the swing of things. I know that makes you feel a little bit better about missing the expo, but still getting our members together.
Right, exactly. And we look forward to seeing everybody, and we hope that we can see you there. It's about a two-hour event, so it's a nice, quick, but plenty of time to see everybody and chat and catch up and let everybody know what's going on with your business or organization.
Absolutely. Tracy Cook, the Executive Director of the Grayling Chamber of Commerce, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.
Yeah, it's amazing how popular embroidery has gotten as opposed to just plain old screen printing.